We're talking to Commissioner Pettus Reed, and tell us what's going on here.
Well, I'm here today to read a statement concerning what I have been told by my people out in District 8, that they're concerned about what has just recently happened as far as the sheriff is concerned. And what they're asking is for him to step down at this time so that there can be a little bit of closure as far as the sheriff's department is concerned, where they feel like that right now we've had all these charges have been brought against there. The trust has been broken as far as the citizens of this county is concerned. There's been some embarrassment as far as what they feel. And they said they were wanting something done. I said, they called me, and when they called me, my phone has rung since Friday. In fact, I have to charge it quite often. And they basically told me that they wanted me to do something. They didn't say y'all, they didn't say they didn't say we, they said, when are you going to do something? So the only thing I know that I can do right now is just ask if he would to please step down and resign at this time and give us an opportunity to do something else with the Sheriff's Department.
Have you spoken to the sheriff at all since all of this has taken place last Friday?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen the sheriff. In fact, this week he's on vacation. So I don't even know where he's at this time. So no, I haven't.
If he were to resign now or next week, it would probably be in time so that another name could be on the ballot for the upcoming elections so that somebody could have time to run for that office.
Well, we just have to see how that works out, how that is all carried about, and how we would go from there. That is another matter that we just have to deal with. So we will deal with that as that comes along. Right now, I'm just trying to do something for the people of the county and for the people in my district.
Are you, as a commissioner, prepared to put in or implement an interim sheriff if he were to resign?
Yes, that would be our responsibility to do so. And I think that's what the people are wanting right now, something to work with that department. I mean, the sheriff's department is for the protection and to serve the people of this county, and they're very interested in that being done.
One last question for you. In 2013, the sheriff fired a sheriff deputy who was accused of trafficking cocaine, and after doing so, he cut up that sheriff deputy's badge, saying that we don't have room for, I believe what he said was, bad cops here in our program. Reflecting on that, what would you say to his statement back then in 2013 in regards to today and his indictments?
Well, a lot of times the statements you make can come back to haunt you. All across this country, there are officers that make mistakes, and at that time, they're asked to step down until that can be corrected, until it can go to court, can be taken care of. The same situation has come about right now, and what we're looking at, nobody is considered to be guilty at that time. Everybody's innocent until proven. So, that's where we are right now, and that's what I would ask the sheriff to do, work on his case and go from there.
County Commissioner Pettus Reed, who represents the 8th District right here in Rutherford County. Real quick, what area does that cover?
That is Eagleville, Rockville, Crescent, and Midland.